Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of the Digital Commando Show. Once again, we've got a fantastic guest for you and some great talking points for our Thursday Thanks episode. So what are we going to be talking about today? Let's go through it. Firstly, we're going to talk about how do you practice gratitude, and we're going to be speaking to our guest about how he does that as well. Then we're going to go on to how to give great testimonials and reviews, whether that's in personal or within the business community. And then we're going to finish it off with how and why to pay it forward. I really love this point at the minute, and there's so much that we're seeing in the community. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So who is my guest? We have multi-award-winning action coach Kevin Riley. And we also have Nick Field in the room as well, who is an actor voiceover artist, which is absolutely brilliant. So guys, we're going to bring you into the room just now. Hey, Kevin, Nick, how are you guys doing? You all right?
Not bad.
Good, thanks, Griffin. Great, thank you.
Yeah. Superb. Guys, thank you very much for joining me on the show today. For those that don't know who you are, which I'm sure most people do watching this by now, but guys, can you just give a quick introduction to you? Kevin, we're going to go over to you first. That's okay?
Yeah, sure, Stefan. So Kevin Riley, business growth specialist, help businesses and business owners grow the business or mindset. That's me, Kevin Riley.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin's massively humble. For those that are watching on video, you can see in the background many, many awards. Kevin is, when we say multi-award winning, it's a massive understatement. There's so many awards Kevin's got, you can't fit them on the wall. So Kevin, thanks very much for joining us. Nick, over to you, please introduce yourself.
Right. Well, I don't have anywhere near as much on my wall as Kevin does, so never mind. I'm a voiceover artist and presenter. And actor as well. I present a radio show on Phoenix FM every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And I've also worked on over 100 voiceovers for company videos, commercials, just anywhere where people need a voice, really. And I'm also an actor. My first film, Calamity Kevin, is out now on Amazon Prime, where I play Big Boss. And I've also worked on a huge variety of other TV shows and films. And yeah, every day's different, and absolutely love what I do. I'm also a learning support worker in a college as well, which I'm also passionate about helping others as well.
Absolutely superb. Thanks for joining us, Nick. It is absolutely a coincidence that the film is called Calamity Kevin and we have Kevin on the show.
Didn't notice that. Yes.
Funny. We have another name for Kevin. What was Kevin's nickname that we came up with from, I think, was it 22 Digital that give you a nickname?
I think something along Relentless Riley. I think
Relentless Riley, which I'm sure the bloopers will come out at some point. They were absolutely fantastic. So guys, thank you very much for joining today. For everybody who is watching us online, it's great to have guests like this on the show, and we've got them every single day. All we ask is, well in tune with what we're doing today, is to pay it forward. So if you know anybody that you feel could benefit from the talking points that we cover today, then please do tag them in the comments or share the whole video with them so they can watch it on the replay. That would be massively appreciated. My numbers for everybody yesterday were so wrong. I said that we had over 60,000 views, which is great, but I was really wrong. It's over 130,000 views in the last 28 days, which is incredible. So thanks to everybody who is liking, sharing, commenting, and interacting with these videos. I really appreciate it, and so do the guests, and we're glad that you're getting value from it. It's absolutely great. So we're gonna go on to our first talking point of today, guys, which is how to practice gratitude. Now, Kevin, I've been on some of your webinars and things like this, and we do book club, and it's absolutely fantastic. So most of you come out about how you practice gratitude personally. I really like that. Is it okay? Would you be happy to share some of that with the audience today?
Yeah, sure. So just how I practice gratitude. Firstly, just why I practice gratitude, I think, is quite important for people. If we think about a negative thought, a negative thought is three times as powerful as a positive thought. And on average, you have around 45,000 negative of thoughts around each day. So you've got to practice the gratitude to balance out the number of negative thoughts that people are having, particularly at this time. So for me, I like to go off. I take myself to a particular place in the garden if I can, and I just reflect on my day. I reflect on what I'm grateful for. It can be the smallest things. You know, I'm grateful for my family often. Even when I am homeschooling them, I'm still grateful for my family. And that feeling of gratitude is important. So I look at my small wins, what I'm grateful for on the day. Because you see, a big part for me is that happiness comes from gratitude. Gratitude doesn't come from happiness. So you need to start practicing your gratitude. So I will go off. I'll have some headphones on, actually. If I'm inside, if I'm outside, I just try and hear the environment, the birds, and take in the green space, because that's often something that I'm grateful for. And then really focus on what's gone well that I'm grateful for, and then how that brings through my happiness side for me. Now, that's me on my visual side. Am I just focusing in my mind? Other ways that people do it is write it down in a gratitude journal. I think my way is particular to me. A gratitude journal works really well, though, because then when you are having a day where things are a little bit taxing for you, maybe personally, and you can't quite see, you're having a down day, you can go back to your gratitude journal, and it helps you understand that things aren't as bad as they are. And those negative thoughts, we've got to really control them. So for me, it's gratitude. And then it's also controlling my environment. And it's got to be a really special place for me, or somewhere where I can just not be disturbed. And there's a bit of science behind it as well, that, you know, when you're stressed, or you feel overwhelmed, and the stress levels, the stress hormones, cortisol, go up in your body. And that really can cause health problems as well. Whereas if you're taking the quieting time and taking those feelings of grateful feelings of gratitude, it triggers the parasympathetic or calming branch of the nervous system. So actually, it's got health benefits as well, not just mentally, but physically as well. So also like to focus on little surprises that might have happened in the day. And I'll come on to that as well, about giving forward. And the one thing I'd say is set a reminder to do this. It's so easy not to do it. So set your reminder, do it at the same time every day. I do it twice a day, actually. In the morning, I have some quiet time where I reflect, and in the evening as well. So practice it and really focus. You can get apps as well, just to do it on. There's a gratitude journal app. So that would be one way that works for people. So yeah, Stefan, that tends to be how I do it and why I do it. So back to you.
Absolutely superb, Kevin. Thank you very much for sharing that. There's so many great points in there. I think that firstly, that people do it in a different way, and that's absolutely fine. So for people that write it down, that's great. For people that can go outside and they can do it out there, maybe as part of a meditation, I think that, which is absolutely fantastic as well. I personally write it down and then I say it out loud. That does it for me. So yeah, for everybody, it's there's different ways of doing it, but the key to it is doing it. And that's what I really like, and getting stuck in. Kevin, you mentioned something I want to pick you up on there, which is great. It's a great point, and I'm going to mention it because everybody hears me talk about it. Now, for everybody who watches the show, people will hear me make reference to Kevin all the time. Don't tell him too much because you'll get a big head. But there's you said about when you're kind of having a down day, and there was something that I learned from you, which was very much this kind of you can't have a bad day. You have a bad moment. And at that point, you kind of take yourself away from that. And for me, I kind of, if we weren't in lockdown, I kind of go, right, not feeling it today. I'm just going to go snowboarding. I get myself into what I would call a controlled environment, like you said earlier, where I feel I can relax now. I can get my head in the game. I can come back refreshed and positive and kind of go for it. Do you want to touch on that quickly, Kevin, the kind of bad day scenario? Because you're better at it than me.
No, you're right. The bad day. Too many people. Well, if you sometimes sports are a great analogy. So if you look at the best sports teams in the world, they don't have bad 90 minutes. They don't have bad hours. They have bad moments, and then they pull themselves out of that. And everyone has something that happens in the day that will set them off kilter. And what you've got to do is you've got to learn that you can either let this one moment that's bad for you ruin your whole day, or you can have a coping mechanism that says, yes, I recognize that. And what am I then going to do to get out of that? And so often I find that when one of the biggest things for me is when something bad goes wrong or happens, people can slip into the victim mode. They can slip into blame, excuses, and denial. And they start looking at that. Well, why'd that happen? Oh, it was their fault. It was that fault. It was their. No, that's not that bad. But they drag themselves down further and further. Actually, you've got to look at it and own it, be a bit accountable and take some responsibility for it. Now, that sounds very easy. And sometimes it sounds very difficult, should I say. And it is at times for people. So what I like to do with people is if they're having a bad day, just go do, or a bad moment, go and do something that they really enjoy. And I've got something that if I'm having a lousy day, actually, I just ring my sister. It's a FaceTime to her. We have a quick chat and it takes me out of it. Because I change my environment. I like to do that. You change your environment. It's so important, the environment. It has such an effect on you. Change your environment and come back. Don't just think that you're going to keep plodding through it. But don't allow yourself to have a bad day, because otherwise that bad moment, you reflect on it all day. And at the end of it, you've had a rubbish day, all caused by that bad moment at the beginning of the day. To learn your coping mechanism. Stefan's got the snowboarding. Some wonderful ways, just go for a walk. Get up from your desk, go for a walk. Clear your head, come back in. Actually, another way is just to look at what you're grateful for and what you can do to affect that. And there's one other thing there is when you allow someone to get under your skin, and you've all had that, someone said something and they've annoyed you. You got to learn to let it go. And there's a big reason here for that, because they annoy you at, let's say, 9 o'clock in the day. And it's causing you to have a bad moment. And then you don't let it go. So do you know what? They annoy you again at 9:10 when you think about it again. Then they annoy you again at 10 o'clock. And by the end of it, they've really got to you. They've done it 20 times in the day because you keep thinking about it. You got to learn, look at it, understand it, park it, move on. Because otherwise this person has actually irritated you throughout the whole day and they keep eating away at you and it destroys your productivity and your energy levels go into negative things rather than positive things. So focus on positives, have that bad moment, get out of it and say, how can I improve my day? Back to you, Stefan.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. I think it's such a good point to resonate with people that are, especially when you're working from home, there's so many ways to do this now. And it is as simple as getting out of the chair, getting active. If you can go for a mental run around the house, go crazy, go run around. And then you feel better because you've pulled yourself out of that particular situation that you felt yourself within before. Go make a cup of tea. We're quite partial to a cup of tea in England. Make yourself a cup of tea.
Absolutely.
Drink water, like water. There was a survey done on men that when we were just drinking water, everyone's drinking water. I've got Red Bull. I am not practicing what I preach here. So don't drink Red Bull. Other energy drinks are available. But guys, they did a survey on men saying why men in such bad moods. We're just in generally bad moods. And a lot of it was just due to our lack of water consumption. It completely changed our moods. Drink lots of water, do that as well. Right. I went a bit off piece, completely my fault. But we're gonna come across now to you, Nick. So gratitude, how do you practice it, or what's your advice on it?
I think my take on gratitude is I think it's often a matter of just taking kind of like a minute out of your day where you just close your eyes, you just kind of like you're just kind of like aware of what you can hear, of what you can feel, and just breathing. I mean that's essentially what meditation is. It's kind of like doing things like body scans, paying attention to particular parts of your body. It's also but it's also just taking regular breaths and just concentrating on nothing but that. And I do find that that's a good calmer, and it takes you out of that situation. And then I think, you know, when you're looking at what's around you, and yeah, it's just a matter of taking into account that and thinking, you know, there's lots of other people who, you know, who don't have these things. And, you know, it kind of like takes you out of yourself. And I think that makes you feel that makes you that I think that really helps me feel a lot better a lot of the time. I think I always think of a quote that my older sister says, and she's got three kids, and she says, much as they drive me mad, ultimately I'm lucky to have them. And I think things like that is, and you know, just remembering that you are lucky to have, that you are fortunate to have a lot of the things in your life. And you know, as Kevin said, you know, it's not, you know, it's a bad moment, it's a bad day, it's not a bad life. And I think remembering that is something that I think really helps you, really takes you out of that situation. I have to do a lot with myself because I'm autistic and I'm prone to really bad meltdowns over what seems like trivial things to people. But through doing that, through learning it, through, you know, through remembering kind of like where I am and what I've got and things like that, I think that's really helped me. And a sense of gratitude is really, it's really helped me, you know, become so much more confident and so much, and I've achieved so much more as a result of it.
Oh, I mean, that's cool. Thank you, Nick, for sharing that with us. Yeah, it is such a powerful tool. Both the guys that spoke today are so right, Kevin, Nick. It's so pivotal. I would massively push anybody to go and start practicing gratitude every single morning and evening. Some people do it multiple times a day. You cannot give enough gratitude. Which brings us on to our next point really, really well, which is how to give fantastic reviews and testimonials. Now, testimonials and reviews are fantastic from two sides. So not only is it always fantastic to receive a great testimonial review from someone, but you feel better for giving one as well. We were talking yesterday about smiles are contagious. When you walk down the street in the morning and you smile at someone naturally, 9 times out of 10, they're going to smile back. They're going to feel a little bit better and they might smile at the next person in the road. And it gets contagious. Reviews and testimonials are the same. You pass one on, 9 times out of 10, people are going to be inspired by that and they're going to do the same again to somebody else, which is fantastic. So I think I said fantastic 17 times. different words, Stefan. Guys, let's go on to Kevin. We're going to come over to you first. Reviews and testimonials. What advice have you got for everyone?
Fantastic, Stefan. use your favorite word. No, look, it's about giving and the benefit that you're going to give to the person you've bought from and also for the future people. You see, without those reviews and testimonials, I'll come on to giving them in a moment, but without those reviews and testimonials, you're not helping the future people buy from this person. I don't look at it always at the person who's selling. I also look at it at the people you're helping who are going to buy your service. Because if you do some honest reviews and testimonials for people who have done a really good job for you or people that have really helped you, then they're going to get the business, but really other people are going to benefit from the amazing service. So I don't like to necessarily look at it as I'm going to help that person sell more. I'm helping the people buy. So if you don't do it and someone else gets their mate to do some testimonials who hasn't had such a wonderful service, they're going to get they're going to end up buying from that person who isn't as good. So think about the people you help in the community by giving a testimonial. Yes, there's a benefit to the people that you've bought from or that you've interacted with. But now to give a great testimonial, the best way is by video. Without a doubt, asking people to get out of that comfort zone and give a video testimonial. You know, we ask a lot for testimonials for our business owners. A video testimonial is great. Just a short thing about why you bought from them, what you thought was so great about their service, and whether you'd recommend buying from them again. But a video means so much more for people because it makes it very personal, particularly at the moment. Videos are so much better because, I mean, Stefan will know so much more about this than me, but social media is quite busy at the moment. A lot of posts going out there. So it'd be great if people can have video testimonials to use. And then, of course, other things to consider are those Google reviews. A Google review or a search engine review is great for people. That can be really short. The 5-star review is excellent. I'd just say consider whether you really need to mark them down to 3 stars. It does have an effect on them. and perhaps give a chance to the person if you are going to do a review, and you think, well, you do an emotional review, you do it in the moment. You may well not realize just quite how good they've been. So be fair in your reviews. If it is a review that you're doing that does criticize, please be fair with it. Again, I think if you've had poor service, you should speak to the supplier first and try and sort it out. And by all means, put in, you know, service wasn't great, but I've spoken to them and they've rectified it. Because I think that's a big part of it. So focus on the service you're getting, speed of delivery, price if you think it's right for you. But then it's the sharing of information that help future people. So that's what I would say generally, Stefan.
That's great, Kevin. I think you've brought us some really good points that I will completely mirror there, which are video is so powerful when it comes to reviews and testimonials. Now, for lots of websites, when we install them, not necessarily us, it's not kind of how we build websites, but well, for a lot of people, when they buy a website that comes maybe straight from a template, a lot of the time it's got pre-written testimonials that you are supposed to change. Now, lots of people that I have seen, absolutely guaranteed, change the name, but not necessarily the testimonial. So there are so many fake testimonials on websites. Same with Google reviews, unfortunately, same with TripAdvisor and pretty much every other service provider on the globe that's giving reviews does have a few fake ones that do slip through the net. Now, you can't fake a video. This is why it's so powerful. Having somebody actually come on video and explain in 30 seconds about the experience they've had with your business and the people inside it is incredible. So I always recommend everybody, if you can get hold of video testimonials, then please, please do it. And it's a great way to connect with people. When we talk about reviews and testimonials, this is also a fantastic opportunity to ask for referrals. So call somebody up, talk to them about their experience, almost like a customer service call. Call them up and go, oh, so we've worked together for the last year. Just wanted to have a catch up, generally see how you're doing, and talk about the service that we've provided for you. Are you happy with everything? And if the call goes well at the end, would you mind doing a quick 30-second testimonial video for us? We would really appreciate it, just on your iPhone or whatever. And they'll do it. Absolutely great. They're not going to have a problem. They've just confirmed to you that they've had a great experience. And then why not ask, especially at times like that, if your business is struggling a little bit, use this opportunity to say, well, you've had a great experience with us. Do you by any chance know anybody very similar to yourself that could also benefit from the services that we're offering? And most people know like-minded people, so they will more than likely introduce you to people. Kevin's actually said this to me before, people generally refer up, right? They won't refer down. So you're going to get introduced to some very, very great people. So use that opportunity and do it. Nick, come over. Sorry, Kevin, go for it.
One thing on referrals there, actually, is that even if your business is doing really well, ask for referrals. Because the best way to grow a business, and one area that I try and get my business owners to use when they do it, is to say to the customer, look, you've been one of our ideal customers and we love working with you. And do you have anyone else within your network that would be as good a customer as you that you could refer us to? Mm-hmm. It's a nice way of saying it. So over to you, Stefan.
It is. That's a really nice way to say it. And I would really, really recommend. Kevin's absolutely right. Not just if your business is struggling right now. We should be doing this consistently, but it's at times like this that we realize we've kind of forgot to do some of these things. So just get back into the habit of doing this consistently. It does pay off. Nick, over to you. Testimonials and reviews. What's your advice, everyone?
I really like the idea of video testimonials, particularly with video being such a big thing now. I think I would recommend people to start thinking about doing more video testimonials. The one thing I would say is plan ahead what you're going to say. You know, make some notes for yourself. I mean, don't write out like a testimonial word for word and then just blindly read it out to the camera, because you might end up sounding a bit monotone as a result. As voiceover being monotone is like the worst thing that you could possibly ever do. But even if you're not in that field, then I would say, you know, write some notes that you want to mention. Think about specific things that you really appreciate that they've done. You know, so the more specific you are, I mean, obviously, you know, you're not doing a video essay, but even just a few specific points on what you've really liked about their service and, you know, the end result, the way they've communicated with you, you know, the more that you can think that, and even if you've had issues, you know, if they've been able to put that right, then you can mention that as well, because that personalizes a lot more. And actually it makes your review so much more persuasive. You know, because people can tell that this is actually something that you've experienced, and yeah, you know, it just makes it a whole lot more believable than just they were brilliant, can't recommend them enough, and just vague statements like that. So like I say, you know, they're not asking for a video essay, but just a few small things that have gone particularly well during your work with them, I think will really help them. And I think people will see, and if people see you giving those kind of testimonials when you ask them for that, you know, it gives them a more idea of, you know, what to expect and what they should be adding to their testimonials too.
Absolutely right, Nick. I think this is something that we practice a lot in that kind of strategy on things like LinkedIn. So it's a great way to connect with people on LinkedIn that you've worked with in the past or have some experience. And that with LinkedIn, obviously, when you do the drop down and you go to leave a review, it very much asks you how you know the person. Is it someone that you've worked on a peer-to-peer sense with? Is it an ex-customer? Is it an old boss? So there's so many things that we can talk about in there and leave as videos. And naturally, I've used this with, I've got some of my old bosses are really, really high profile, absolutely fantastic people. I'm really grateful for having the opportunity to have worked with them. And I've gone back in and I've said to them, Spencer, look, I've had a fantastic time working with you, really inspirational, wouldn't be where I am today without you. And he's come back and done the same thing. And he's like, I remember working with you, Stefan, when we were in Dubai. You were one of our most driven business development managers back then. And he'll write me a fantastic review. And that's good, because although it's not specifically about my job, it's not specifically about my company, it plays to my character. And it's so powerful when people like to buy from people that they like. It's so true. So, I think it's a great way of doing it, especially through LinkedIn and things like that. What have we got coming? We've had a couple of questions, but I'm going to leave this one. Sarah Gibson, you said, what are ways of paying it forward, or favorite ways of paying it forward, and why? We'll come on to it, because that's what we're going to talk about in a second. Maria says, we're scared of asking, I think we need to be more proactive and not worry about asking. Absolutely right. Kevin, I wonder where she's got that from.
True.
Yeah. Absolutely true, Maria. We do it. It's just one of those things. And we shouldn't be scared to ask. We shouldn't be embarrassed, especially if you're having those phone calls and people are really, really happy. Why not ask? They'll be more than happy to do it. They're not. It's not something that anyone's going to, no one's going to be offended by it. And like my mum always says, and I said this yesterday on the show, if you don't ask, you don't get. What's the worst that can happen? You can get a no. No problem, is it? So we're going to go on to talk about pay it forward. So for those that aren't familiar with pay it forward, it originated in like 1916, and there was a guy that wrote a book, and I don't know what his name is either, in the Garden of Delight, I think the book was, in 1916. And then it got really famous for those that probably may have seen the movie, which was based on the book the year before in 1999. And it created this fantastic movement, mainly in the USA, where everybody started really getting involved with paying it forward. So someone would do a good deed for them and they would pay it forward to three more people. And I think it was an absolutely fantastic movement. And we're seeing so much of it, especially around right now, when obviously the coronavirus has hit lots of businesses and individuals. We're seeing so much of this now that people are paying it forward, whether that's with free services, advice, help. And yeah, it's working really, really well. So Kevin, I know that you're doing this currently. I know it's a service you're kind of offering with Action Coach, that you're doing 30-minute sessions as part, and I think that's a great way to pay it forward as well. Would you like to tell us a bit more about your aspects of paying it forward and maybe drop in the coaching sessions that you're currently offering?
Yeah, sure. So paying it forward for me is, I always think about what you'll get back, actually. It's always better to give than to receive. And people don't always believe this. They're not so sure on it. And I start talking about, well, hang on a moment. When you get angry with people, they get angry back at you. So you're giving anger, you get anger back. When you treat them with respect, you get respect back. When you treat them with, when you smile, you mentioned that you get a smile back. That's what people do. And but sometimes people don't, they want this instant gratification with it. So money is a great example. You know, they give money, they get petrol. They give money, they get shopping, and then they give money to someone else and they're expecting it straight back, but it takes time. Now one of the biggest things at the moment for me when we look at the situation in the world is trying to help as many people as you can. And that's giving time. You see, time doesn't necessarily cost. And a lot of people have time at the moment. So doing that good deed for someone, whether you're going out and you're buying some shopping for them or just give time with people to talk with them. So we've actually done it since May last year, we've given our time. So I will gift 30-minute sessions. Back then we were doing 5 hours a week. We came out during this late March and said, in March said we'll do 10 hours a week. We've averaged around 20 hours, and I did 65 coaching sessions last week. A lot of it has been giving to people. And the reason we did it is that actually people need a lot of help at the moment. Business owners need a lot of help. And we have one condition, is that we never sell on them. So it's a total give. You see, the big thing with, for me, paying it forward is that you have to give without expectation in return. It's a big thing. It's one of my affirmations. I'm a giver without expectation of return. So there's no catch to it. And that's the big thing with me for paying it forward. So if you go into it thinking, if I give this to that person, I'm going to make money at them, don't bother, because you're doing it for the wrong reason. Just give, unconditionally give. And what's nice is you share their joy together. You know, one of the biggest things for me with my gifted sessions is at the end when I say to them, have you got value out of today's talk? And they say, yes, it's given me direction. It's helped with my mind. It's helped here. I feel great about myself, and I genuinely do. And my team, Lizzie and Wendy, we love what we do because of the difference that we give people during those sessions. And look, we do sellers, and we've got other sales things, and we do coach. And so we're not all just about charity and giving, but it's a big part from what we've done in the community back here. From May last year, we've always given. The consequence is actually we've received paying customers in the end as well. Not the ones we've given to, but they've then recommended, referred. So, it's a big part of what we do, and I'm a massive believer in it, Stephen.
Thanks, Kevin. And what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. From my point of view, we've had some time where we've spoke about our business as a whole, which was great with you. And Kevin has spoken to some of my clients as well, so I really appreciate that, taking the time to do that. I think it's an absolutely fantastic initiative. We're taking a leaf out of Kevin's book next week. So we will be launching, again, 30-minute sessions for anybody that wants to take a digital reconnaissance session where we'll kind of have a look into your marketing and see if there's any tips. Without exactly sticking to, we've learned this from Kevin, so we're not going to do it any other way. There is no expectations. No one's going to try and sell you anything. We just want to try and help. One of the ways that we pay it forward at Sigma is very much that every time we take on a new client, that we pay it forward, in the sense of we will then create three courses, not actually our own courses, which is weird. We actually pay for courses from an external supplier that go to people that are in need, that would like to become freelancers, maybe single mums living at home, that can't quite afford to go and do a course in digital marketing, but they're really interested and they would like to become a freelancer. We pay for them to then do their diploma, which then can set them up to work from home and start generating an income. So that's kind of how we try and pay it forward as a business. But I want to clarify with what Kevin said there. One of the big things that stands out to me, and we say it quite a lot with content creation at the minute and building brand, is to give without expectations. That was such a good line from Kevin. It's so true. If you're creating content now, if you're a business that's in a situation that can't sell right now, I can't push this to you enough. Create great content online. Give value. Don't try and sell anybody everything. You can't sell anyway. So what's the point? Just give them value. Give them value. Build brand. Build relationships. Build rapport. And then when people are ready to buy, they know you. They might already be fans. You've got a relationship. It makes it so much easier. So focus on that. Give without expectations. Thank you very much, Kevin. Nick, we're going to go over to you. So we're on pay it forward. Everyone forgets what I'm talking about because we're going to start off paced. Talk about pay it forward. What's your experience with this, and what's your advice?
I think in terms of paying it forward with what I do, I think really what I do is I just give people time, let them talk about, you know, what they do, and I just, and you know, just taking a genuine interest in what they do as well. I mean, now it's easier than ever to kind of like put out posts, you know, recommend things to friends and tell people about, you know, great things that people are doing. You know, it's easier than ever to do that. And even just little things like that, I think, you know, can help them. You know, it's all just playing your part, however small it is. You know, so I just find thinking to yourself, you know, what is it that I can do? I mean, I get a lot of people ask me about my line of work and how you get into that and, you know, what it consists of. So I'm always more than happy to talk about that and, you know, and giving people your time is actually one of the best things that you can give them. You know, if you can move forward and you can do great charitable things, which, you know, I'm totally 100% behind, you know, but starting, you know, even just starting small and saying to them and listening to what they have to say, you know, and asking about, you know, how can I help you with this, you know, and it's like, and, you know, even just not talking about hard sell, you know, if you do mention what you do, you know, as long as you give it to them on a kind of you can take it or leave it option, I think making it more about them than you is the most important way to look at it.
I really like that, Nick. And again, going back to content and making it more about the customer, that's so key to think about who is my customer. Number one, everyone needs to know that before they create content. Number two, what are the questions that they're asking? And tailor that content to them, mm-hmm. help them and answer those questions. So Nick, yeah, absolute fantastic point. We've had a couple of comments come in. We have had one from Lizzie Chan Roberts. How much water do I drink? Don't ask, Lizzie. It's absolutely fine. You're Kevin's assistant, I think. She'll love that.
She's more than that, isn't she? So she makes things happen.
She is a fantastic business development manager. I am actually very jealous. I wish I had one as good as Lizzie, to be honest. And then mine are going to kill me now. We've had a fantastic comment coming from Maria. We've been making scrubs bags for the NHS and doing deliveries and shopping for people in need. And we've had a lot of positive response with it. And it feels good. Maria works for a fantastic company called Reynolds Blinds in Leamington Spa and the wider area as well. So fantastic.
Big up, Maria.
Thank you very much to Maria and her team for doing that. Absolutely incredible. So, guys, we're pretty much out of time. So thank you very much for joining me today. We want to quickly swing around. So for anybody that wants to get in touch with you in the future, can you just give them a quick reminder of what it is you do and how they can get in touch with you? Over to you, Kevin.
I'm Kevin Riley. I help business owners, and that's from people who are starting out in business right up to multi-million pound businesses to develop themselves, get where they want to go, get to their dreams, basically, or make their lives better. So if people want to get hold of me, it's kevinriley@actioncoach.com. Or you just search me, Kevin Riley, Action Coach Warwick, and it'll come up on our website and you can read all about us, Facebook as well. So thanks, Stefan. Thanks for having me, by the way.
No, thank you very much, Kevin. Cheers. Nick, how do people get in touch with you? And just give them a quick reminder of what it is you do.
I'm a voiceover artist and presenter. You can hear me every Wednesday on phoenixfm.com at 8 p.m. And you can get in touch with me via nickfieldmedia.co.uk. So if you've got any questions about how a voiceover can help your business, whether it's with your voicemails, whether it's with your company videos and commercials, or presenting, if you're interested in getting some presenting for your video content to give you a human touch to your site, which is an important thing, you know, and now as much as ever, then do feel free to get in touch. So yes, nickfieldmedia.co.uk. www.mentalhealthmatters.co.uk is where you can come in to find out more. Happy to answer all your questions about using a voice, and if you're interested in getting more media work yourself as well. Absolutely.
Superb. Thank you very much, Nick. And for everybody watching, you'll hear much more of Nick's voice next year, because he's going to be our voiceover artist for the new upcoming documentary that we'll film when we're outside of lockdown, finally, with 10 lucky freelancers and businesses. So you'll hear Nick's voice even more. So once again, Kevin, Nick, thank you so much for joining me. For everybody who's tuned in today or watching on the replay, I'm just going to reiterate, we've got some fantastic guests. They're giving up their time today. And all we ask is, if you feel that you know anybody that can benefit from what we've talked about today, then please do tag them in the comments and share the video of them. We would absolutely love that. We would be very, very grateful. Guys, thank you very much. Everybody watching, thank you very much. Okay. And we will see you at 8 p.m. tonight for episode 2 of today. Right, guys. Peace out. Yeah. See you soon. Bye. And